Yeah, it is a very good morning to you from the sports team, and it's a very important day in the world of sports today because one of the most powerful positions in world sports is under review in terms of an election. It's happening in Greece, and it does look like for the first time the IOC members will elect a new president for the first time since 2013. The winner will replace Thomas Bach and become just the 10th person to hold the highest office in sport, taking the role at least for the next 8 years. So, Darren, correction there. Lord Coe is going for the seat. Thomas Bach was the president of the IOC.
Huh.
Lord Coe is in the running.
Oh.
And he looks like he is the guy.
So the chant is... The Lord Mustn't Co. The Lord Mustn't
Co.
Lord Sebastian Mustn't Co.
Yes, so he's okay. The highest profile contender. Other candidates include Jordanian Prince Faisal Al Hussein. Uh-huh. And then Olympic Zim swimmer Kirsty Coventry.
Oh, Kirsty Coventry?
Yes. So she's in the running. She's second favorite.
Oh, wow.
But I think it's going to go to Co. Yeah. This is what Coventry had to say about her chances.
I'm staying in my lane like a true athlete, feeling and living off the energy and the momentum.
Yes,
and
let's
just
lane.
Get through to tomorrow. My message would be just to recognize that this is an important time for our movement and to really think about what they want the movement to be represented by.
Yeah, so there you have it. She's staying in the lane like a true swimmer, she was, and we'll see what happens. But yeah, all the polls are saying Lord Sebastian Coe will be the president of the IOC.
Yeah, so old, dusty, staid.
Not much change from Thomas Bach.
But if you want... You know, if you want to move into the future and 21st century and an understanding of the people, then I would go with Kirsty.
Yes.
Anyway, let them vote. Let them vote there, Fuddy Daddy Co.
Yeah, let's talk about the Sharks, the Hollywood Bets Sharks in action against Zebre Palma this Saturday. The Sharks currently fourth on the table, while Zebre are second to bottom going into the clash at Kings Park. Now, it's going to be another important game for the Sharks this week, who could have Junior Player of the Year Lorenzo Julies in their ranks. Now, the Boogeyman has been in great form and has, him and professional rugby looks like it's the perfect match. But he also credits Springbok legend Olokanyo Am for his growth.
He's happy to share some tricks he has. And